CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hi, honey, hi. Boy, oh boy, what a day I have had at the office.
Oh, what a day I've had here. Again, my housework is gone by the board while I entertained your supposedly sick daughter.
Oh, well, she has got the mumps.
No, she's not sick, dear. And you wouldn't even know from looking at her that she has the mumps. So, as a result, she feels fine but can't go to school, so she just wanders around the house at loose ends, and I have played Monopoly and Parcheesi and Dominoes until I'm dizzy.
Monopoly?
Oh, it's come back, apparently.
Oh?
Betsy thinks it's a new game.
Hey, you know, I always liked playing that years ago.
It's fun.
Maybe I'll take her on for a game.
Well, I wish you would. Also, would you mind shaving?
Shaving?
Yeah.
Do I have to shave to play Monopoly?
Oh.
Have I got new rules?
No, we're dressing up a little bit for dinner tonight.
Oh, why? Yeah. Who's coming?
Yeah, well, nobody. Of course, she's got mumps, but I think it's time we paid a little more attention to Betsy's table manners. When we were all at the Beitner's for dinner last week, I was embarrassed to pieces. Betsy had her elbows on the table half the time. She talked with her mouth full. She forgot to put her napkin on her lap. And, well, I mean, I think those things are our fault.
Well, it seems to me we've told her often enough.
Well, I think we get careless ourselves, dear. We come to the table any old way we happen to be dressed. You're tired from work. You often lean your elbow on the table, you know.
No, I do not now.
I'm not putting all the blame on you.
Well,
I'm just as much at fault. Sometimes I even leave my apron on, and I know we both reach across the table for things without asking politely to have it passed, you know.
Only when I can't reach him, honey. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we
do. After all, children do imitate what they see at home, and since good manners are something you should have at all times, not just when you go out, I think we'd better make more of an effort. I really do.
Yeah, all right, I guess so. But I do not put my elbows on the table. Now, that is one thing that I do not do.
All right. At least don't do it tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go shave.
You know, we live in an age of labor-saving devices. All kinds of electrical and mechanical devices to lighten the load. Though these are a boon to homemakers, some household chores will always have to be done by hand. But when a housewife goes about her duties accompanied by radio, well, I'm sure you'll all agree, the work just seems to go faster. Now, you who are listening, like millions of homemakers, are perhaps following all of CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramas, The Romance of Helen Trent, as well as our lighthearted Couple Next Door. Also, the absorbing stories on Whispering Streets, those longtime favorites, Ma Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, and the second Mrs. Burton. And rounding out the unrivaled lineup, The Right to Happiness. So join the millions all across the country. Lighten your chores with these winning 7 serials every weekday on CBS Radio.
Dinner's ready. Where's your father?
In the den. How do I look?
Oh, you look lovely, dear.
So do you. And gee, the table looks beautiful. Are you using all good dishes and candles and everything?
Yes, if we're dressing up for dinner, I thought we should dress the table up, too.
Are we going to do this every night?
Well, I don't know if we're going to do it every night, but we're certainly going to do it until good manners become second nature to you. Mommy was very embarrassed the other night at the Beitner's when you put your elbows on the table and reached across to the butter without even asking to have it passed.
Mary Lou doesn't have such hot manners.
There's no such expression as hot manners. Now, Mary Lou doesn't have very good manners.
No, she doesn't.
Well, I'm not concerned with Mary Lou. Daddy and I are concerned with your manners. Sometimes at home people get careless about their manners, and that's not right. So starting tonight, we're going to be more careful and teach you the right thing to do. Now, I'll light the candles, and you tell Daddy dinner is ready.
Daddy, dinner's ready!
First of all, we don't yell, dinner's ready. You go to the door of the den, and you tell your father quietly that dinner is ready. Go on. Oh, I forgot to put on the soup spoons. I knew
Daddy's
there was some.
Daddy's in his den.
Daddy isn't in his den. Where is he?
I don't know.
Oh, why does he always disappear right at dinner time? Well, ring the buzzer system he installed and nobody uses.
What was his buzz?
No, I don't know. Just buzz it.
Are you buzzing me?
Yes. Where are you?
I'm up in the attic.
What are you
I thought we weren't supposed to yell.
I don't know why we even try to do things nicely around here. Go quietly to the foot of the attic stairs, please, and tell your father dinner is served.
Now, look, I'm here,
ready.
I'm here.
All right, what were you doing in the attic?
Well, I was looking for my ice skates, if you want to know.
Well, shall we go in to dinner?
Oh, by all means. And since we're doing things properly, Miss Piper, will you take my arm?
Oh, Daddy.
Go on, take Daddy's arm.
Oh, no, wait a minute, that leaves you without a man.
Well, I'll pretend I have one. Mr. Jones, shall we go in?
Oh,
no, wait a minute, now. Mommy and that Mr. Jones go first. She's the hostess, you
see.
That's
right.
Okay.
Come on,
Miss Piper. We are?
No, dear, don't slide into your chair. That's not how. Wait until Daddy pulls it out for you.
Silly.
Oh,
nonsense.
No.
Now, look, Mommy and Daddy are trying to teach you proper manners.
Yes.
You'd better get over feeling silly. You see, when a lady's going to sit down, the man pulls the chair out for her so she falls on the floor.
No,
he pulls the chair out, then you sit down, see? And that's the way. There we are.
There, now. Now, what is the first thing you do?
I don't know.
Take your napkin, unfold it, and place it on your lap.
That's right. Boy, we are being fancy. Starting off with soup, huh?
Consommé.
Oh, I'm sorry. Consommé.
Daddy.
What?
Your napkin.
Huh?
Dear, you're...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Well, okay, let's have our consommé.
Dear.
What? Well, what?
Well, everyone is supposed to wait until the hostess picks up her spoon and starts eating, and then you start eating, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you had.
No, I'm sorry. No, I hadn't.
What are you waiting for?
Well, I just wanted to make the point to Betsy. Now, did you understand that, dear?
What do you mean?
Well, Mommy means that after you put your napkin in your lap, you just sit quietly. You sit up straight with both hands in your lap, and as soon as the hostess picks up her spoon and starts eating...
Or fork,
as the case may be, then you can pick up your spoon or fork and start, but not until then.
All right.
And never under any circumstances must you play with the silverware.
Well, I should hope not.
Or drum your fingers on the table, or make designs on the tablecloth with your fingernails, or, as I've seen some children do, crumple your bread into little crumbs and make little bowls out of it.
Well, pick up your spoon, will you? The soup will be cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, pick up your spoon, dear.
I don't like this kind of soup, Mommy. I really don't.
We never tell a hostess that we don't like something because that is rude and also would hurt her feelings. So whether we like it or not, we eat it. Always.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't make a blanket rule like that. I mean, some people might be allergic to something and can't eat it. I think it's perfectly proper to say, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to oil, salad dressing, or whatever it is.
No, I don't think it's proper to say that at all.
Well, for Pete's sake, you're certainly not supposed to eat something knowing you're going to be deathly ill, maybe choking to death in 2 minutes.
I think you're just supposed to not eat it without saying anything, you know.
Well,
just
I'm sorry, I'm allergic to consommé.
Oh, you're not
look,
allergic.
Look, you're not
to
allergic.
Consommé.
You can go on and eat it. Now, look, with all our talking, it's already stone cold. At this rate, we won't be through dinner until midnight. We better do our talking after dinner.
I think we should bring up certain table manners as we go along, dear, so Betsy learns. And there. Now, Betsy, look at the way Mommy is eating her consommé. When you have soup, you dip the spoon away from you.
Daddy's not doing it that way.
But where are you doing?
I'm doing the way I always do when I eat soup.
Don't you want Betsy to learn the proper way to do things?
Look, it is perfectly proper to eat soup either way.
Well, it is not.
It is so.
No, it is not.
Yes,
it
honey,
is
now I'm
not.
Sorry.
Well, you'd be sorry, but it isn't. You dip the spoon away from you, not towards you.
Either way.
And when you're getting the last bit, you tip the soup bowl so it slants toward the center of the table, not so you appear to be pouring it into your lap.
Now, look, I want to tell you something. I grew up eating soup this way, and so did you. Every time we go out, I see you eating your soup in this la-di-da way.
Oh, la-di-da. I don't think it's being la-di-da to eat your soup properly. When I was 13 years old, I went to somebody's house where they had 3 maids serving dinner, and I was very embarrassed to see that I was the only one eating my soup and dipping my spoon toward me.
Well, maybe they were all wrong and you were right.
Don't you want Betsy to learn the right way to do things?
Yes, I do, but I don't want her to be a snob either.
Oh, snob.
Look, I want her to have good manners, but I don't want her to look down her nose at somebody just because they make the slightest mistake in etiquette.
Well, which way shall I eat my soup. It's getting cold.
I shall get the book on etiquette. Excuse me, please. Well, here it is, here it is, here it is. Even a picture of it. Look, when eating consommé, the spoon should be dipped away from one, and the soup sit silently from the side. Silently? What's that mean?
It means don't slurp.
Oh, dear. Why do you say words like that?
I don't like it myself, but that's what it means. Okay, okay. You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. I thought I read somewhere once it was all right to eat soup either way. No, I know. I heard it on a radio interview one time. The woman who was being interviewed, you know, she was some authority on etiquette, said soup could be eaten either way.
What was her name?
Oh, I don't know what her name was, but she said she... Well, that's what she said, all right. I remember distinctly.
Well,
she
Emily,
said it was all right.
Well, but... Emily Post says it is not all right. Now, here's something else that's interesting. Bacon should never be eaten with the fingers. Always use a fork.
Have you ever tried to eat bacon with a fork?
Well, you're supposed to, anyhow. And in eating olives, you're never supposed to nibble around the pit. Take off a small bite and put the olive down again.
You don't get much in one nibble.
Well, that's what it says to do. Oh, and if you suddenly take a bite of food that is too hot, quickly take a swallow of water. Never, never, never spit it out.
Never?
That's what the book says. Never, never, never in capitalized letters.
What if it's boiling hot? You're supposed to just swallow it calmly and reach for a glass of water?
Well, I guess so.
Even if you burn your throat and have to go to a doctor? What if there isn't any water on the table?
Well, there's supposed to be some if the hostess does things right.
Of course, you could always grab the centerpiece of flowers and gulp down the water from that.
Honey, really? Now, let's see what else it says. The book is fascinating.
I thought it was bad manners to read a book at the table. Well, isn't it?
Well...
Anyhow, I'm hungry.
Well, look, she's right. She's not. Put the book of etiquette away, will you, for Pete's sake. Bring on the food.
Yes, all right. I'll bring things in. You know, it just seems impossible, really, to try and do things right around here.
Daddy, take your elbows off the table.
Oh, golly, I wonder if this was all such a good idea.
After shopping on a cold morning, have a morning soup break. A cup of good hot Campbell's tomato soup. This warming soup makes good things begin to happen. You perk up, cheer up, feel warm and good all over. Have good hot Campbell's tomato soup. It's good. Nourishing good. Have you had your soup today? The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.